Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent, Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, I guess the last day camp that you're going to cover here on this one, I'm excited to see kind of what this is all about.
Yeah, so I've been highlighting our spring break day camps that are happening next week. First one that I highlighted was our YQCA, which stands for Youth Quality Care of Animals. It will happen Wednesday, March 19th. That's a national certification, so if you're interested in livestock, get signed up for that one. Last week, I highlighted our Shopping in Style. This is our buymanship project. It's shopping for clothes. It's understanding what clothes look good on you, what colors. It will be a really fun workshop. That will be March 20th down in Garnett. So if that intrigues you, make sure you get signed up for that one. And then our last one that I want to highlight that will be March 21st, and this one will be over at Linden at the community building. And this one's really geared towards the second through fifth graders in the district. It's our STEAM day camp, which STEAM, for you that don't know, stands for science, technology, engineering, art, and math. This is it's always been in the forefront of education, but just getting more and more hype with each year, the importance of instilling these type of skills in our children. I mean, this is the way of the future, Blake, right? Like, all these things are, always
exactly
will revolutionize our world, right, as we know it. And so the two things that we'll really be focusing in on at this day camp specifically is drones and coding. And so I'm really excited about this. If this is something that kind of excites you, this will be a very entry-level, base-level type of workshop day camp. We have a high school teacher from Osage City coming over to teach it. I'm really excited. He's really into all things STEAM. So it's going to be really exciting. I openly admit this is kind of not one of my strengths, so I have to really lean on other people to teach this to the kids. I have my strengths, but this is not, I'm not a science girl. So I'm really excited that he's coming over and teaching the kids. We have some really fun opportunities there for next Friday. And I hope even if you aren't enrolled in any of these projects and you just want to see what they're all about, I hope you get signed up and come over. There is a $5 entry fee for lunch because we'll feed you lunch that day over there. But all those sign-ups are on our website. They've been highlighted on our Facebook page and social media. And if you're a 4-H parent, you'll be getting them through your email. So just a reminder to get signed up by Friday of this week, and so we can get ready for next week. We're excited to see all the kids next week and spend some time with them during their spring breaks.
A ton to get done on the spring break because a whole lot of classes around the area, and these sound like a phenomenal ones. So get signed up for sure. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith's Youth Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood.